This is a Travel Channel podcast.
So lie when you kiss me. Tomorrow you may cry.
Well, my name is Graham Patrick. I grew up in Ireland, and I portray Elvis Presley in one of the longest-running production shows in Las Vegas, Legends in Concert.
Graham Patrick's passion for Elvis convinced him early on that he could be the king. He spent a few years honing his skills in Canada before making the pilgrimage to Vegas. Then he snuck into a producer's showcase and was hired on the spot for the Legend show at the Imperial Palace Casino, one of the biggest acts on the Strip. Graham loves being Elvis. It's earned him a great living as a singer, which is all he's ever wanted. But he's beginning to wonder if being the king is really enough.
I like to say I'm an entertainer. As soon as you say, oh, you're an entertainer, what do you do? Do you act? You say, you know, I sing. You sing? What kind of thing do you sing? Elvis songs. So you can't get around it. I mean, you're an Elvis impersonator, although I don't want to be in that world. That's not the world that I want to be in. That's not the world that I want to live in, you know? I see, I'm trying to live with myself as well as the character.
Graham has a plan. He'll take some time off from the Legend show to record his own music and to try to snag a record deal.
And one day, maybe, please God, the dreams will come true. You know, just to be Graham Patrick on stage doing his thing, you know? I viewed the Elvis gig as a stepping stone, and I'm just hoping to get to the next stone, you know, whatever stone that is. I've been on this stone for 4 years now. There's nothing worse than an aging Elvis. Come on in, I'll show you the studio.
Graham arrives in the studio to record some original material. He's hoping that these new songs will help him move on from a career as Elvis Presley to a career as Graham Patrick.
I love you for a million reasons.
I need to record original material and get it out there.
So it's an original song. I want to sing anything original. I'll try anything. I'll do anything.
Tonight's a perfect night to thank you and pay you back one kiss at a time. Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool that. That little bit of raspiness in his
tone. Yeah.
Graham is singing, but the sound is Elvis.
It's a difficult stage for, I guess, any singer to move into a different arena. And it's got to be me up there, not me impersonating somebody, even somebody as amazing as Elvis.
I've got tons of ideas, and it's just making them all come to life now.
I have to take control of my career.
He can't escape the fact that for the time being at least, Graham is Elvis. But if he's going to continue as the king, Graham wants some say over what he performs.
And if I'm going to do Elvis, while I get my own singing career together, I want to put my own personal stamp on it.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you.
This is John Stewart's office.
He meets with the show's producer, John Stewart, to convince him to add some new material.
Okay.
So
tell me, what do you want to do about your new set?
Right.
What were you going to do?
First of all, I'd like to change the opening number. That's
okay.
The first thing I do.
Change the opening number to what?
King Creole.
Sing a little bit of it for me.
Well, first of all, the riff is dun 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 dun, dun. So that's, I think it's a good opener
We left him really hyped. What about Burning Love? I could do such a production number with Burning Love. I actually have some small jets that are almost, you can't even see them hardly with the naked eye. And I can actually create flames that shoot as high as 7 and 8 feet tall. And these flames come all over with the syncopated, with the rhythm of the music and all this kind of stuff. Then for the finale, you know, we want to do something kind of different. We can actually create Elvis Presley singing next to you, put his head on a dancer's body that's been pre-filmed, and choreograph that whole situation. I mean, you could actually talk to him. He could actually turn over, because in computer-generated graphics, as long as we have a picture of him, we can animate his face through animation, and it'll be, even though it's somebody else's face, it'll be digitized into his face, and it'll be unbelievable. People will freak out. He'll say, Graham, what a great job you're doing of doing me, and I appreciate it. You know, and you go, wow, you know, I'm doing you better than you could do you.
It'll be weeks before Graham gets an answer from his producer. Until then, it's Elvis as usual.
John doesn't say yes, you know. He really doesn't say yes to a lot of things. You know, John will make a good politician.